Check, check, mic check. It's a Monday. Hello. Welcome to the College Harvest Podcast. My name is Nico Ramos. This is a basketball Pro Max Plus Plus podcast. I'm standing up for the intro to this one. I don't know why. I'm just trying it out. But welcome. If this is your first time listening and or watching the podcast, hello. If you've been listening since we started this during the peak of the pandemic, thank you so much for your support. I always say that every podcast is special. I can't avoid saying that. Every one of them feel like a labor of love. That's why I love every single one that we put out. But this one is especially meaningful because of the backstory, because of what it took to get it done, but also I think most especially because of who we're speaking to. I'll get to that in just a second, but every week on the podcast we hand out the Call to Arms basketball championship belt. This week it goes to the ultimate lover of basketball. No one is more passionate, more dedicated about competing with the best players in the world than IT Isaiah Thomas. He's back in the league, signed a 10-day with the Phoenix Suns after playing four games for the Salt Lake City Stars, the Utah Jazz G League affiliate, where he dropped, I think, 32.5 points over four games. And that, along with league-wide respect, has earned him a shot to play this season with the Phoenix Suns. Hopefully, IT, this 10-day turns into a second 10-day, turns into a rest-of-the-season contract with the Suns, and hopefully you get to play out the rest of your NBA career under your terms. I love Isaiah Thomas. He represents everything that is great about our sport and great about having a competitive nature that is just impossible to quench. So congrats, IT. You, sir, hold the Call to Arms championship belt this week. All right. Now, the following interviews with these WNBA players, we recorded them at Indianapolis during All-Star weekend. We had a pretty busy week while we were up there. What happened was, we landed Wednesday night in Indianapolis. Thursday morning, we were at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We were shooting a bunch of content there for NBA Philippines, for NBA Asia, for Slam. We're doing our thing. It was supposed to be, you know, a pretty restful rest of our Thursday, right? So we had lunch, and then after lunch, myself and John, my colleague at Slam, we were walking around just the city just to map out the routes, right? How do we get from the hotel to this venue, from this venue to the next venue, just doing a walkthrough, right? Anytime you guys are, you know, ever going to be, for those who are aspiring to kind of get into the media space, anytime you get an international assignment or, you know, just someplace you're not familiar with, I suggest get there at least a day early. Just do a walkthrough, right? How long does it take to get there? If you have to walk, is it walkable? If it's not, you got to take a train, a bus, whatever, right? So we were doing that. And then we came back to the hotel just to freshen up, kind of deal with jet lag a little bit. And I was just checking the times. At 3:22, Colin O'Hanlon, who's, I guess, the leader of our pack representing NBA Asia, he messaged and said, hey, it looks like we're going to be able to get an interview with some WNBA players, maybe Sabrina Ionescu included. Are you in? Like, is that something you feel like you can do in a limited, you know, notice, and something you want to do? And I was like, absolutely. I'm a giant W fan. Let's do it, right? He said, all right, cool. We have to be at the hotel by 4:30. So about an hour, right? So we get to where the place is supposed to be. And, you know, it's just super quick. One interview after another of these WNBA players. We didn't know necessarily who was going to be coming in. They were just kind of like being ushered in. I was just sitting there in that interviewer chair, and they were just like bringing in these players. And every time they walked in, I'm a little bit starstruck. I catch my breath. I'm like, oh, hey, nice to meet you, Kira Austin. Like, oh, wow, like this is incredible. Like, oh, Tasha Cloud, nice to meet you. I guess I'm interviewing you. And they tell you, right, like, hey, you have 3.5 minutes. Hey, you have 4 minutes. Ready, roll. And then you just have to do the interview. And then once your time is up, someone actually, like, knocks on the door pretty loudly. And that means, like, that's it. You have no more time. Got to get out of there. And then, you know, And then we did that for one player after another, after another. It was like five players. There was considerable waiting time in between some of the players, so it was a little nerve-wracking. And then I think after the third interview, they said, hey, Sabrina's super busy. She's packed. Like, everyone wants to interview her. You know, like, unfortunately, she can't be interviewed today. And I'm like, all right, that sucks. But, you know, we're meeting so many other great W players. Cool. And then, like, right before the very last one, they said, oh, hey, some time opened up. Sabrina's back. She can drop by here and, you know, be interviewed by you guys. Because we were at the bottom of the priority list because, you know, it was just someone I think didn't make it in time for their flight, and our team was there, so, you know, we weren't really part of the plans. So I was like, all right, cool, Sabrina's back. And then she wasn't anymore because, again, as I said multiple times, ever since we were in Indianapolis, it was probably, I'd say, LeBron James, Steph Curry, Tyrese Halliburton, and Sabrina Ionescu. Like, I think they were all in, like, the top tier of people that everyone wanted to get interviews from, right? Bron and Steph, obviously, because of, you know, they're the faces of the league. Tyrese, because he's the hometown kid representing Indy. And Sabrina, because she's Sabrina. She's a massive star, and she was participating in the shootout. So it gets canceled again, and we do our last interview. If I'm not mistaken, that was with Breonna Jones, and I was like, all right, cool. That's it. No more. We were starting to pack up our things, and then someone just kind of like opened the door to our room again and said, are you guys packed? And we're like, we're packing. And they're like, okay, well, because Sabrina's on her way here. Like, she's literally walking over here. Can you guys get ready? So we were just like, oh, yes, let's get ready. So I jump back in the chair. We get all our cameras straight. We do our interview with Sabrina, and, you know, the rest is history. Things like that happen when you're covering All-Star Weekend, or I guess, you know, any big sporting event, and you're dealing with very, very highly in-demand superstars. We were so very fortunate, so very lucky to be able to do that. I'm so grateful to the guys over at the NBA and the WNBA for allowing the podcast to have access to the interview and the footage, and, you know, to let us put it up on Call to Arms and also on Slam Philippines. Without any further ado, I'm going to roll out all six interviews back to back to back to back to back to back to back right here in this episode. We were trying to kind of have a through line. We were producing specific bits of segments. That's the reason why, and this is, again, common practice. There are a couple of questions that I ask all of them because we crop those out for WNBA and NBA content and then present them kind of like as a standalone package. And then there's just the interview with this person standalone, and then a compilation of everybody answering the same question. I mean, you guys get it. You'll understand what I mean when I roll it. But without any further ado, in anticipation of the WNBA draft, when's the WNBA draft happen? April 15th? I want to say April 15th. April 15th. So that's Tuesday, April 16th in the Philippines. Gearing up for the season opener in May. This is our WNBA episode, Call to Arms podcast, Slam Philippines, and the NBA and the WNBA are proud to bring you our conversations with Jewel Lloyd. Can't believe I met her. Gold Mamba, baby. Jewel Lloyd, Shakira Austin, Tasha Cloud, the Natasha Cloud, Breonna Jones, Ryan Howard, and Sabrina Ionescu. Enjoy.
All right, the resume is too long for me to read out. Olympic gold medal, multiple champ, all-star. What else do you want to know about the one, the only, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd? Thank you for making time. This is a big moment for me. Thanks for making time. I have one very, very important question to start with.
Okay.
One, who fed you lumpia, and why do you love it so much?
Actually, my mom's best friend for many years. She would make it all the time, every Saturday. We would always have it. She cooked so many. Oh my gosh! I mean, that was our first introduction really to like Filipino food, and we have it as much as we can. We're addicted to it. My best friend's actually Filipino as well, so we're very integrated into the culture as well.
Your mom's best friend is Filipino. Your best friend is Filipino.
Yeah.
By our laws, that makes you at least 1/4 Filipino.
I'm in.
Welcome to the
thank
country.
Thank you. I appreciate Welcome. It.
I'll
thank
send you your passport next
please.
Week.
Please.
This is the happiest I've ever been in my life. You have no idea. Jewel, arguably the most exciting season of the W is coming up. What are you feeling as someone who is among the star of stars of women's basketball? What does this season feel like for you?
I'm just excited. You know, for me personally, last season was just, you know, a good one personally. You know, I came in with a different mindset. Our team was different as well, and I embraced the leadership part of it. So this time around, with the additions we have and just the livelihood of, you know, Seattle, you know, we're ecstatic. Seattle's a great city for sports, and we're ready to kind of make it a, you know, a place to be. So we're excited.
It absolutely is. A few months ago, I was lucky enough to talk to Sue Bird, who was one of my personal heroes when she visited Manila, and she talked about you very, very glowingly. Mm. She said one of the reasons why she felt so at peace retiring was because she wanted to leave the Storm as a competitive franchise, and she knew that with you there, that, you know, that was going to be that was going to be a sure thing.
Yeah.
What's it been like having a mentor like her, and at the same time, how has that helped you become a mentor to some of the younger W players coming in?
When I first got into the league, I was the youngest in the league, youngest on my team, and it's not often do you walk into a Hall of Famer's locker room and she takes you on her wing and kind of shows you what's life like and what it could be. And she's been, you know, amazing mentor, and just constantly just allowing me to grow and achieve things on my own pace and not putting too much pressure on me. Maybe that was her way of trying to groom me without me knowing. But, yeah, you know, I've learned so much from her. And so it's only right that I'm able to kind of continue her legacy but also build mine as well. And I'm constantly asking her for advice, and she's still around, and I just owe a lot of things to her.
Yeah, I got a feeling that she's not going to be able to resist the urge. When I spoke to her, I was like, I think you got another season in you. And she just laughed it off. With the Storm kind of being one of the marquee franchises in the WNBA, is there a pressure that you feel to always be in the hunt, you know, not just to play well, but to be, you know, truly in the hunt, to be a contender, a true contender for the championship each year? And if so, how heavy is that burden, or is that something that you embrace?
You know, after you win one, you know, you definitely want to win another one, right? Then after you have that feeling, you're constantly on that search to get another one, right? That's kind of what we play for. Obviously, you want to play for the joy of the game, which I definitely think I play like that, and our team generally plays like that. But at the end of the day, you want to win, and that's what you kind of build your team around and have that goal. And so I don't think there's a pressure. I think there's just an expectation for us that we want to have greatness regardless of how we practice, how we do business, how we treat people. This has to be an excellence all around, and that will lead to a championship. And I think that's how we were able to get the two that I have in Seattle, was making sure people came first and then all the other things came after.
There's a movement in the Philippines when it comes to women's basketball, larger participation among younger girls, larger attraction from fans and basketball enthusiasts paying more attention to women's basketball. Mm-hmm. There's a cutout of you personally in our office where we work, just like there.
Yeah.
Jewel's just like watching this all day. That's just the kind of basketball country we are famous for, but now it's kind of focusing a lot more on the W as well. I've been asking everyone this. Is that something you feel? Is that something you're aware of, being a global ambassador now of the women's game?
We definitely feel that. I think our advantage is that we play overseas. So we constantly are interacting with the other worlds, other countries, other people, other languages, under, you know, cultures. And so our ability to be ambassadors around the world is tremendous, because we're constantly either already been overseas for so many years or still playing overseas. So we have an acknowledgement that there's people across the world that look up to us. And it's kind of, you know, bizarre to look at that, like, how do you know me? Like, what? But then you think about it, obviously the help of social media, but because we play overseas and our lifestyles of, you know, WNBA players allows us to be global.
First of all, with a game like yours, how do you know me is a question you can never be asking anyone, because you're Jewel Lloyd is the answer that you're getting, which I'm sure is what you get. You're Jewel Lloyd. How can could I not know you, right?
Too nice.
I just wanted to say that as a superstar of the game, you're a phenomenal basketball player, that goes without saying, but as an ambassador of what is the best about this sport, I think that you also are one of like the absolute best people to represent where this game is headed, men or women.
Yeah.
And we really want to congratulate you for that, and thanks for making time.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. It's awesome.
We're here with the superstar, the newest member of the Phoenix Mercury, Tasha Cloud. Tasha, thanks for making time. Breath of fresh air for you. Free agency is done. You have a new home. Oh, tell us about joining the Mercury.
Yeah, free agency was definitely, it's a lot, but I'm really excited for new beginnings. I've been in D.C. majority of my career, but I feel like there was a new level that I wanted to get to in my career as a player, person, and leader, too. To really just push myself and see what I can do. So Phoenix was the best spot for that. It really felt like home to me from top to bottom, the investment into the organization, the team, who I'm going to be surrounded by. Just really excited to be a part of that organization and get to meet all the X Factor fans too.
I got a question about who you're playing with, because I know you've had some battles with the Mercury teams in the past. I'll circle back on that. But you've been, for the longest time, as you said, you know, the heart, really, a big part of that D.C. culture was because of your heart and your passion.
I appreciate that.
You're handing off the actual key to the city that you have as mayor of D.C. basketball, the heart of hoops. You pass that on to someone
else? You're going to see Kara come in here eventually, and that's our team now. So a DMV native, it's in really good hands for sure.
All right, let's talk about the Mercury. You've had some battles with them in the past.
Yeah.
What was the, if you could share, what was the moment when you decided, all right, Phoenix is the next stop. That's where I feel like I can win.
Yeah, honestly, I felt very comfortable with Phoenix from the time that the season kind of ended and into free agency. And honestly, where they're headed, the direction, the investment into the team from the owner to the front office to the coaching staff, it really is, they want to rebuild that dynasty. And what more exciting part to be a part of that and to really challenge myself again. And then to play with the GOAT of all GOATs and DT, BG, Sophie, and now Kalia. I'm just really excited to be a part of it, but it always felt comfortable for me and almost like a gut feeling that it was the right decision for me.
I hope you can see yourself, because you're rallying off your teammates' names with the biggest smile I've
seen anyone
have.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
is part of it because you now go from trying to stop DT, which, you know, you're about as good of a defender as the W's ever seen.
Absolutely.
But that's a challenge for anybody.
Yeah.
So now you got to be like, I got her on my side now.
Yeah.
Watch out, everybody.
I got a lot of great players with me. I've been blessed to play alongside a lot of great players in my 9-year career, one of the best being Elena Deladon. And, you know, I get to add to that resume now of who I got the blessing of playing alongside of. And that's really exciting for me to play with, you know, again, all the teammates that I just rattled off.
Now, in the Philippines, there's a movement with women's basketball, mm-hmm. and a lot of it starts with girls starting to participate in basketball at an earlier age. And I think you can trace that back to how influential the W has been globally. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you guys are aware of? Is that something that you feel, just how much more influential the league is all around the world?
Absolutely. You could go through all 144 of us, and we're all going to say the same thing. We want to leave this league better than what we found it. We want to make sure that the next generation of women don't have to fight the same fights. And for those that don't know, girls drop out at the age of 14 of playing sports, and understanding how pivotal basketball and all sports in general were to the development of me and who and what makes me me. So with that in the forefront of our mind, we always want to continue to push and make sure that we're just progressing us forward, and there's no better time to invest in women's sports than now. So it's really exciting to be a part of that too.
You know, for me, I consider it a great honor that, you know, I get to tell you something I'm sure that you already know, but you got to get your flowers nonetheless, that you know what you do and the rest of the outstanding athletes at the WNBA. It's a global league now. It's a global movement, and you guys are so inspirational, especially to young female athletes. you know, all the way in the Philippines, watching your games, trying to be like you, trying to have the same spirit that you have at NBA games.
Bring the dogs out.
You know, whether you're at the NBA game watching it, which is what we're experiencing here at All-Star, or at WNBA games and playing it, you know, I think that, you know, personality like yourself, you know, a great role model like yourself.
I appreciate
you're
that.
You're really doing, you know, It's life-changing work for a lot of girls that you may not realize it. I wanted to make sure I gave you your flowers.
And I appreciate
sure that.
I
took this opportunity that you heard it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nico, for real.
Yeah, you're a champ in any book. I can't wait to see what this Phoenix Mercury chapter is going to shape out for you.
I'm about to go stupid, Nico. I'm about to go stupid.
Any predictions for the season before I let you go?
Yeah, we're going to do this thing. I'm always going to say it's either win or bust. That's how I view it. That's how I go into every season. But we're going to run through a wall to try to get it done, for sure.
And we'll play this video back for you as you guys are
lifting
that trophy.
Absolutely, I said it here.
Yeah, February, she said it. She called
it. It's my birthday month, y'all. It's Pisces season.
T-Cloud, championship season soon. Thank you very much for making time.
Thank you. Appreciate this. Appreciate y'all.
Mr. Shakir Austin, thank you very much for making time. It means so much to us that the best of the W is making time to talk to all their fans, the Philippines, and all around Asia. How's All-Star Weekend been treating you so far?
It's been great. You know, I'm really excited. This is my first one. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I started off great.
I've been talking to a lot of, as I said, the W's brightest today. And a common thread has been an interesting origin story with basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could share how you, one, first fall in love with the game, and two, first realized, oh, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah. Yeah, so my story is a little crazy. My dad, he introduced me to the sport. You know, I was like 7 or 8. And he said I did not like it. Like, I was totally against it. Like, did not want to do it. So I actually went and played, like, every other sport I could think of. Like, soccer, softball, track and field, football. And I love, you know, sports in general. But I made my way back to basketball in, like, 5th grade, 6th grade. And, you know, ever since then, I think maybe it was because I was 6'2", probably. I don't know,
maybe
at
that
12.
Helps.
So I was like, hey, I'm kind of good at this. So maybe I should, you know, stay doing it and get back into it. And I did, and I never stopped ever since. So,
At what point did you realize, though, that you were professional good, like W good?
Yeah. Well, my dad, ever since we started, you know, getting serious, you know, he just instilled a very hard discipline and a work ethic into me. So, you know, that was always the dreams and the goals. And I think probably 8th grade, 9th grade, I went in and I was like, yeah, you know, we're trying to be number one draft. Like, I knew my skills wasn't where it needs to be all the way, but that was always the goal. So
this is shaping up to be one of the more exciting, I think the most exciting seasons in WNBA history.
Yes.
And, you know, we're getting closer and closer and closer to it. So a lot of fans can't wait. From your perspective, what are you looking forward to the most this season? What gets you excited?
I'm just ready for a new Kira. You know, I've been through something I haven't been through, you know, with the injury this offseason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just really excited to see, you know, who I become out of it. And, you know, this season, you know, I just want to be healthy, but, you know, I have really high hopes and goals. So, you know, I just want to stay focused, but, you know, just allow myself to get the flowers that I know I will deserve. So,
speaking of flowers that you deserve, T-Cloud was just here.
Oh, y'all always showing love. I know she was.
I don't know. She puts on that mercury purple. I think she's going to stop showing love.
Yeah,
start stalking
Snack. It's probably, you know, it's going to be hard now. We'll probably only have to do it maybe a message every here and there. But,
And I got to figure she knows exactly what to say to,
like,
in the competitive space.
Yeah.
But she hasn't put on that jersey officially yet.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was standing up here, she said that what she's looking forward to for the Mystics is that she said it's going to be a brand new team. It's going to be your team.
Yeah.
And she said, we're going to see a brand new you.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say about having someone who's leaving the team but has been the heart and soul of that city, that franchise for so long, you know, say that about you and your, you know, short career in the WNBA?
Yeah, I mean, since day one, Taj has been someone who, you know, just spoke life into me and, you know, just allowed me to feel that confidence from a vet and from a PG And, you know, honestly, just from a dog on the court, you know, when you have someone like that who's telling you, yo, Kira, go attack her. Like, hey, I'm looking for you. You know, just little things like that that, you know, might have been some of the only things I was hearing. But also, as a friend, you know, she understands who I want to be and where I'm trying to go. And, I mean, it's lined up now. I mean, I really don't have a choice. So, I'm ready to take on that new leadership. I've been waiting, you know, patiently. And I think now that, you know, after some experience and after some, you know, I've witnessed what I like in leadership and what I don't like in it, I think now it's time for me to take on that role and just show up for my team.
And I think you representing a whole new generation of WNBA superstars is one of, if not the main reason why this is shaping up to be the most exciting one. Last one, before I let you go, I've been asking everybody this. In the Philippines, there's now a movement for women's basketball and girls starting to get in it.
Yeah.
Are you aware of how much of a global impact you have as a WNBA player and as a member of this sisterhood and this movement of the league?
Definitely. Just me playing overseas for my first time last year and, you know, me going to Australia, you know, you see the impact of the world that, you can really have. You know, I played everywhere in the U.S., and of course, you know, we have all the young girls looking up to us, but to know that it's on that global scale and that, you know, we're trying to break those barriers for them, too, it's why we do what we do.
And you're doing an incredible job at it.
Thank you.
Kira, thanks for making time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
On a weekend where we're celebrating All-Stars, we have a two-time All-Star right here and a World Cup gold medalist, Brianna Jones. Brianna, thanks for making time. We appreciate this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
In the Philippines, there's been a movement of women's basketball. Girls are starting to play the game a little bit more. Participation's up. Viewership, fan interest is really increasing. I was talking to everybody today and was asking them if you feel maybe that, you know, that weight of how much you guys are having really a global impact as a league and, you know, as a movement yourself, you know, in the WNBA.
I definitely see the impact that, you know, we're having on the growth of women's sports in general, not just basketball, but I think just the way, you know, everything's moving and, you know, the emphasis is being put on women's sports, I think you definitely feel that. And to see young girls, you know, getting involved and staying involved, I think that's important too. I've played overseas and I've seen, you know, the growth in the young girls coming to our games over there. So I think, you know, you definitely feel it, you know, that way.
Do you remember a moment where you were maybe that young girl? Was there anybody you saw, anyone you watched that kind of inspired you to be like, you know what, maybe basketball is going to be my future?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, when I was a young girl, I watched Lisa Leslie a lot. So just to be able to see, you know, someone like me on playing basketball and, you know, being successful and, you know, making a name for themselves, I think that was definitely something that I wanted to do and that inspired me.
That little tidbit right there explains so much about how you play basketball. Just the fact that I now know that you watch a lot of Lisa Leslie. That makes sense. That's why she plays the way she plays. Is there any special excitement from you coming into this WNBA season? It's shaping up to be one of, if not the most exciting seasons that the W's ever had.
Yeah, no, I'm excited, you know, just to capitalize on that momentum, you know, first of all, within the league, but then also I'm excited to be back in Connecticut Sun, you know, with, you know, the core group that we've had there for the last few years, to be able to compete again for a title. I think we've been so close so many times, but I'm just excited to be able to get back on the floor, especially, you know, recovering from an Achilles tear. I'm just excited to be back on the court in general.
Is that something, maybe talk a little bit about that group, right, and getting so close to the dance, right, and getting so close to bringing home that title. There's a certain spirit about, you know, the Sun culture, though, that it never seems that you guys are bogged down by it or defeated by it. Like, every season you guys come in refreshed. It's one of the most fun teams to watch. What's so special about that group?
I think just our chemistry. I think, you know, the way that we all fight for each other no matter what, I think that's what makes us so special. I think, you know, every time that we step on that court, we know that, you know, the people next to me have my back and I have theirs. So I think that's what makes us so special. And then every year that we're right back in it and, you know, no matter the adversity, we lose a player going down to injury, everybody's ready to step up and, you know, make an impact.
And that crowd, that arena.
Oh, yeah. I think we have some of the best fans in the league.
What's that like? Because WNBA crowds are usually very, very excited crowds, right? Mm-hmm. People who go and watch W games, they love the W and they really get into it.
Right.
But there's something about that Connecticut crowd. You have a very special home court advantage.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we definitely have one of the best crowds in the league, like I said. But just the energy that they bring every night, you know, I know there's games that we've gone down 15, and I felt that energy as we're making our run back and, you know, to eventually win a game. But I think having that crowd every night is definitely something special.
Yeah, the WNBA should look into maybe you guys having less home games. Because I think that crowd's, like, starting to get unfair. Before I let you go, I just wanted to ask, is there anything personal and tangible and measurable that you're looking forward to this season, a goal that you've set for yourself maybe?
I think one goal that I've set for myself is just to be able to, you know, first of all, get back on the court, like I said, from injury, and just, you know, play like myself and play free and not, you know, bogged down by anything, any outside noise or anything like that. So just to be able to get back on the court and be free.
We all can't wait to watch you, and we all can't wait to see how this season shapes out for you and the Sun.
Thank you.
Thanks for making time.
Yeah, thanks.
We got a former Rookie of the Year. We got a two-time all WNBA player with us. Ryan Howard, thank you very much for making time. I know it's a very, very busy weekend for everyone. You just got in, made sure to stop by. A lot of our fans from the Philippines are very grateful. Thanks for making time.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me here.
Can you talk a little bit about NBA All-Star Weekend, what it means for you to be here, you know, really where the basketball world kind of all comes together from everywhere?
Oh, yeah. So this is my first one. Like, obviously, I watched in the past, but this is my first one in person. So I'm just super excited to be able to just see, like, what goes into it, whether as, like, I've seen what goes into a WNBA All-Star. Right. So how does it translate on the other side? But also just being able to have fun and not worry about me, like, having to impress the fans or anything, but being a fan.
Yeah, it's kind of like the ultimate experience, right? Because, you know, you're here, you're participating, you're getting to see, you know, the best NBA players perform, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you kind of have your VIP all-access yeah. card now because you're a WNBA All-Star yourself. Yeah. That must be super exciting.
Yeah, I definitely think it is an advantage to be able to, like, get in close, up close and personal, but like I said, super excited to be here.
I want to talk a little bit about your journey in the Philippines. There's a movement now going with mm-hmm. with women's basketball really, you know, on the come up, and I think a lot of that you can really point to the influence of the WNBA on a global scale. Is that something that, you know, players in the W, you yourself, that you guys feel that you guys are being aware of, just that global impact that the league now has?
Yeah. I wouldn't say, like, we're super aware, but that's what we're pushing for. Like, we want the W to have fans all over the place. We're trying to continue to grow the game. And so to have little girls in the Philippines starting to, you know, buy into that and look up to us is just really special because they could be the future. And we always want the future to be great and be dandy and be better than what, you know, we're experiencing now.
It's always kind of a unique origin story with basketball, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure that you go through NBA All-Stars, they have their stories of how maybe they started. But I've always found WNBA origin stories to be a whole lot more interesting as mm-hmm. to how you first fell in love with a game and maybe the first time you realized, hold up, I'm not just kind of good at this. I'm professional, someday good at this. When did that happen for you?
I think, like, my earliest memory of when, like, I was like, okay, I can be good. I was playing in a rec league and there's rules, like, you can't score too much. Like, I would.
What kind of rec league?
Like, I would have to sit out if I scored too much.
What's too much?
A lot.
What's the limit? What's the limit here?
I don't even remember, but I just remember, like, I was like, I would stop scoring just because I wanted to be out there. Like, I would start passing in, you know, everybody asked me, like, why aren't you shooting? Like, it's a wide open layup. I'm like, no, I want to play. Like, I don't want to score. Like, obviously we're gonna win, we're up by 20, but if I can just be out there, that's where the fun is coming from.
I'm blown away at the thought that there is a rec league out there, like, for young girls, yeah. And they're like, you're too good, you gotta sit down. But when that started happening for you, was it immediate? Was the W kind of an immediate thought? Obviously, you're a lot younger. You know, the W has already existed for some time. Mm-hmm. As you're growing up, developing in the game, was that kind of like the immediate goal? I'm going to be a pro at this one day?
I don't think it was then that I was thinking I want to be a pro. Because actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it happened again in fifth grade. Our coach, it was me and my best friend, our coach said, yeah, y'all can't score anymore. If you score, I'm taking you out. So we just stopped shooting. But I think, like, as I did get older, I was like, yeah, I want to play professionally.
This is the exact inverse basketball experience that I've had in my life. I've had a coach say, can you score at least once so that I can keep you out there? But it's a super exciting, like I said, your origin story is 100 times much more exciting than pretty much anyone else's. Now though, where you are in the league, as I mentioned, you're a two-time All-Star. You won Rookie of the Year and you kind of came into the league and really took it by storm, right? But now that you're in that sweet spot of, you're not as much of a vet as some of the ladies in the league that have been there for a really long time, yeah. But you're also not a rookie anymore. Mm-hmm. Where do you think, you know, you find yourself, you know, after your time in the league and where you are right now, what's that next step you're looking to take?
I think just continuing to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Obviously, it's not a surprise anymore what I can do on the court, so teams are looking to scout against me, so I just have to be ready with whatever they're looking to throw at me and, you know, still making the most out of it, still taking advantage of that and being able to, you know, help my team get to a win.
A lot of it is attacking doubles because you get doubled all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Ryan, thanks a lot for making time. We greatly appreciate this.
Of course.
And to all the girls out there, if you're scoring too much and your coach wants to sit you, just do the Ryan Howard way.
Hey, make it fun for everybody.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
In the weekend of All-Stars, we're here with arguably someone who's ready to steal the show, Sabrina Ionescu. This is a very, very special, very unique NBA All-Star weekend for a WNBA player for the first time ever because of your historic performance at the WNBA All-Star weekend. You've set up the Titan matchup between you and Steph. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. Obviously, I have high expectations after doing what I did at the WNBA All-Star game, but truly just excited and honored to be here, understanding what it is that I'm able to take part in, which is the first of its kind in this competition. And so just really soaking it all in and just being, you know, really excited to be a part of absolutely everything this weekend has to offer.
For the record, I just wanted on record, we have enough cameras here, all due respect to Steph, but I got you winning this whole thing.
Thank you.
What's the prediction here? What's the prediction? Like, it's hard to top what you did. It's hard for any human being to top what you did the last time, but are you feeling confident?
I mean, I feel good. You know, it's just tough. It's one round, so it's really going to be who can stay hot and hit the most in that first round. And so whichever way it turns out, I think just understanding that we're able to do this and do it on the biggest stage is what truly excites both of us. And just talking to him and understanding, you know, what we're able to do now in hopes of having this be a tradition that is able to happen many years down the line.
I know you're extremely busy and you have to talk to so many people this weekend, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on the WNBA being more than just a league and kind of really being a movement, and you being one of the big faces of the league and that movement. Is that something you think about a lot on top of going out there and trying to win basketball games?
Yeah, I mean, obviously kind of just taking what I did in college and in 2020, you know, being able to be drafted number one and understanding that obviously basketball is what's most important, but continuing to use my platform to advocate for what's right. And so understanding that I'm here now at the NBA All-Star game doing something a W player has never done before. And so continuing to just, you know, move the needle in this competition and knowing that it's only the beginning for us.
This ad that you made a few years ago with Nike where you're talking about making space, and that phrase really stuck with us. Can you speak about how important it is for you to continue to make space, not just to get off one of the best jumpers in history, but also for girls and young women in the sport?
Yeah, just continuing to be your true and authentic self. And there's going to be so many people that tell you what you can and can't accomplish and want to put you in a box. But I think for me, it's been continuing to just be who I am and believing in myself and not really having goals and dreams that can't be attained, and knowing that I can do whatever it is that I set my mind to go ahead and achieve. And so continue to use my platform and hope to inspire a lot of other young boys and girls to dream big as well.
And what can you say about that space that you've created so far and the influence you have over, as you said, not just girls, young boys, basketball lovers everywhere?
Yeah, well, I think just being able to have a unisex shoe and understanding that, you know, I've been true to myself the entire time, but being able to see how I've been able to bridge the gap between men's basketball and women's basketball by creating a product that everyone's in and everyone wants. A lot of NBA players are in, young boys and young girls are in them as well. And so I think just creating this opportunity of it just being basketball and not really putting boundaries and limits on what that is has been a big part of my journey, and I'm excited to see that come to life with my shoe.
Last one, how aware are you of the connection you have with basketball fans in the Philippines, a basketball crazy country that is Sabrina crazy as well?
I mean, I've played there for 3-on-3 once, and a couple years back, I think it was about 2018, and it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. I mean, the arena was chanting. Obviously, basketball is huge in the Philippines, and so hopefully I can get back out there and just say a big thank you to everyone that supported me. I see all the messages and tweets that are coming from near and far, and so obviously very thankful for the support that I've gotten so far.
Awesome. Well, the Philippines is crazy about you. Thanks for making time.
Yes.
We really appreciate this.
Thank you.
That's it. That's the pod. Thank you so much for spending time and hanging out. Catch you guys again next week. Very exciting WNBA draft coming up. I think we're going to be part of something very special with the draft. All the excitement leading up to the draft. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to jinx it. But keep it here on the podcast and on Slam Philippines to find out anything and everything you need to know about the world of basketball and everything else. Thanks so much for always supporting. See you guys again soon. Peace.